Since it's Dover B'Yitoy Matov, it's the last cheer before Purim, and we'll be saying on Purim Al Anisim. The Al Anisim from Chanukah, we learned already on Chanukah, two Shurim. We'll be Magdish today's year to learn the Chelik of Al Anisim that's Miyuchet on Purim, that one should at least be able to understand what he's saying. And I think that we'll be able to understand a little bit more the Yom Tov of Purim if we will go through the Al Anisim and try to understand what it says. Yimei Mordechai ve'Esther b'Shushan Avira k'shomed aleihem Haman ha'Rosha b'kesh la'hashmid la'ag v'la'avid es kol ha'Yehudim inal v'atzokein tav v'noshim b'yem echad b'shloisha osa l'chedish shneim osa u'chedish ador shlolom l'vais. This is the Gezeira. Till here we're saying the Gezeira that Haman and Rosha made. It was Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther b'Shushan Avira. It was in the days of Mordechai ve'Esther. The way the Tver Shloime is Medayik. Sai in the Loshon Chanukah and Sai in the Loshon in Purim. Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther. These the days that belong to Mordechai ve'Esther. What does it mean it was the days that belong to Mordechai ve'Esther? That poil pa'alta b'yimeihem yimei kedem, it says in Pasik. A person, tzadikim, have a koyach to bring into the time, or which is limited in teva, that's only the minute that you have that time. And a minute later, that time isn't here anymore. What's now wasn't and won't be again. But there is a koyach called yimei kedem. Yimei kedem are the days that are before the b'riya, days that are lamala miseda teva. And the Rebbeinu Shalom gave a koyach that they could bring down the koyach of Yimei Kedem into this world. Poyel pa'alta b'yimeihem Yimei Kedem. And that was the koyach of tzadikim that they made from their days Nitzchis. B'yimei Mordechai ve'Esther. The days of Mordechai ve'Esther are still around. It's the days of Mordechai ve'Esther that happened now. And these days belong to Mordechai ve'Esther. They became Nitzchis, the days that we can have also a koyach from these days, as we said over many times from the Kedushas Levi, Bayomem Ahem Bazman Azer, we are Maminim B'nei Maminim as Yidden, that a Yom Tov is not a commemoration of something that happened on that day. It's not something that happened in the past. It's something that it continues to happen every single year when that day comes again. The day has a koyach, the day is a kolikibul. Today is a bria that has in it the koyach of whatever happened on that day in the past happens again by Yom Mahim. It happened in those days, but it happens now again. It continues to happen. That is the title of May Mordechai ve'Esther. The days of Mordechai ve'Esther became days that belonged to them. They were shalit in these days, and these days became nitzchiistik days. These days became days that we can also have from them a koyach. Mordechai ve'Esther, it says in Heilige B'nei Yisroel that Mordechai ve'Esther together, the word Mordechai and the word Esther together, add up to 936. 935 plus the Kelel, which is 936, which is 13 times, Begematria 13 times Chesed. That is the days of Mordechai ve'Esther, which they brought down the Yud Gimel Mechilin Derachme. They brought down the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachmem, which is Merumet in 13 times Chesed. And that means Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther. In the days of Mordechai ve'Esther, they brought down the Koyach, that a person has the Koyach to continue and bring iron for Nitzchias in these days, Chasodim, from the Yud Gimel Midos Derachman. That means Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther. These are the days of Mordechai ve'Esther that are Nitzchias to get days, one, and also the days that Mordechai ve'Esther gave a Koyach Lederes. Kisha'omad aleihem Haman ha'Rasha. What was his rishis? Bikesh lahashmid la'arig la'abed es kol ha'yehudim. For what reason do we have to say mina va'adzokein taf v'noshim? If it says already es kol ha'yehudim, einoch enami, it's a loshon ha'posuk in the Megillah that it says mina va'adzokein taf v'noshim. But for what reason were Chazal keveya that when we have to give shvach v'edor to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have to remember the shvach v'edor to the Ribbono Shel Olam, We have to remember. We have to remember the Shvach Vodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. For what reason do we have to be mefaretet and say Minar Vatzok and Tav Venoshem? It's shver on the Posik. It's more shver here that if we said already La'ashmed La'are Gulabed as Tola Yehudim, for what reason do we have to say and enumerate Nar Vatzok and Tav Venoshem separate? Be'yoyim Echot. It's very interesting, even though it says in the Megillah also on Pasuk B'yom Echot. But if it says the date, Mishloisha also, L'chedish Neim also, L'chedish Adol, so I know it's B'yom Echot. For what reason do we have to repeat that it was B'yom Echot? Especially that there are Kama Gedele Amaforshim that learned that it's impossible to kill all of Klal Yisrael B'yom Echot Rachman al Islam. So B'yom Echot doesn't mean B'yom Echot. It means that it was start on one day. So then really it doesn't understand why we have to say B'yom Echot. How does that tell us more the riches of Haman and the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shem saved us from that? Why do we have to say the date that it was that he picked, that's not Negeya, what date he picked to kill Klal Yisrael? Why do we have to know that he wanted to do it B'shalosha Asar L'chodesh Ne'emasa Hu Chodesh Adar? For what reason do we have to say it? When we say in Chanukah B'mei Matisyo, we do not say what day this thing happened. It's not necessary for us to say the date that he wanted to do it. It's enough. The next question is Ushlolom Lavez is completely extra. If you're going to say that you want to kill somebody and then after you kill him you're going to take away his money, that's not even a gzera. Once the person is dead, he doesn't need his money. Nobody needs his money. Nobody takes with like a person doesn't take it with him afterwards, like it says in Pasuk. A person doesn't take it with him anyway. Like so for what reason is it so important to say that Ushlolom Lavez? If you say that he's going to kill people, of course, that's a gzera she'en kudu gmasai. There's no reason to tell us that Ushlolom Lavez. These are the questions that we have to address and see what we can take out and understand a little bit what's going on. The Al-Shech HaKadosh tells us, for what reason did he want to kill all of Klal Yisrael one day? For what reason did he want to kill Klal Yisrael one day? And how was it possible for him to kill Klal Yisrael one day? The Al-Shech HaKadosh tells us in Pirush HaMegillah, Edova Nifla Api Oime Kapshat. First of all, let us understand why Haman HaRasha wanted to kill Klal Yisrael in one day. We know Haman HaRasha picked the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was nostalgic, Zion Adar. That's why he was happy when it was Adar, because Adar was Moshe. The Kasha is an obvious question. If Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, he should have picked tonight Zion Adar. For what reason did he pick Yud Gimel Adar? He should have picked Zion Adar. This question the Avud Raham addresses, and the Avud Raham tells us that even because Zion Adar was Yom Ptur Rosh Hashanah, 7 days was the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and if 7 days was the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara of the Avelus is the strongest, and therefore he picked Yud Gimel Adar. So it says in Avud Raham. I heard from my father, the Chayin of Racha, said once, he said a hespit on the Rebbe of Beis Yisrael on the day that finished the Shiva, and he said over Edova Niflof Rapilchas Kogetze, based on the same Yisrael that it says in Avud Raham, but more than that, and to understand it deeper, that Rapilchas Kogetze says, we know that as long as one sits Rachman al Tzlon Shiva, the mess is still, some kind of ruach of the mess is still there. The Miruach of the Mess leaves when the Shiva ends. So Kapinchas Karatze, if you want to know the day that Ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu left this world, that was really at the end of the Shiva. Because Kol Zman the Shiva, there was still some kind of Ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu on this world. So even though B'Zayin Adar Moshe Rabbeinu was nostalgic, but there was still some kind of Kesher from Moshe Rabbeinu to this world, because it was still the Yimei HaShiva. So on Yud Gimel Adar, when it ended the Yimei HaShiva, on that day, that's when the emissary stalkers of Moshe Rabbeinu was. Therefore, he picked Yud Gimel Adar to be the day that he could be goyver on Klal Yisrael. In Me'am Loyez brings a word from a medrash. We don't have this medrash in front of us, but he brings a word from a medrash, Adav Nifla, that the Makkah of Choshech was in Adar. It's a big machlekes, a rishonim, when the Makkah of Choshech was, if it was in the beginning of Nisan or in Adar. He brings a chazal that the Makkah of Choshech, the 3 days of Choshech, when the Klal Yisrael, the Rishonim and Klal Yisrael were nostalgic, Chamushim Olu Echad Mechamisha, because 4/5 of Klal Yisrael were nostalgic. When was that? That was Yud Gimel Adar. And therefore, Yud Gimel Adar, Haman HaRasha knew that he had an ability to destroy Klal Yisrael, because he knew that at that day was a day when Rishei Yisrael were killed. Two reasons why Yud Gimel Adar was Miyuchet Daika. He knew that that's the only day that he could succeed. So that's why he was Geizer B'Yoyim Echot. Daika B'Yoyim Echot. And that's why we have to know, it says B'Shloisha also, L'Chodesh name also, we're telling him that he had Moira de Kisiyata de Shemaya on that day. That was a day that would have helped him, because on that day was a day, the Taka was a day for bad for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, we say B'Yoyim Echot, B'Shloisha also, L'Chodesh name also. Zog da alshech hakadosh, adava nifla. How do you get a guy to go kill Klal Yisrael in one day? Then that's impossible. How do you do such a thing? Zog da alshech hakadosh, haman arasha and amirdike eitze, ushlalom laveit. He made a gzera that calls man, you don't kill all the Eden, you can't touch the shalom. And Memela, through that, he gave them the incentive that they should be able to do what they have to do. Zog da alshech hakadosh, the shlalom laveit, was an oifen in order to bring out the gzera. Says half of a fella, if you want to say the rishus of Haman and Rasha, you want to know to what degree Haman and Rasha rishus was and how he eventually saved us. So we're saying exactly as Kala Yehudim b'yoyim echad b'shloish also l'chaydish name also b'yoyim echad, and he did shlalom l'veis, so he was able to rachman and slan succeed and still v'ato b'rachamecha arab. So that's alpipashtus how we can learn the Hemshech HaDvarim and why we say all these things. We will say over Edav al Nifla, three Pshatim from Rav Shlomo Kluger, three Neuridike Pshatim from Rav Shlomo Kluger, each one having it more than the other one in certain Inyanim that we can learn from these Inyanim from Rav Shlomo Kluger. First thing he says, Yisoid Nifla Admi Eid, in his Pirish Maimach Esther Amigelus Esther, recently printed from Aksaviat. He says, first of all, when a guy does something, or a Chas V'Shalom, a Yid does an Aveira, there's a very big difference if his Kavana is for the Aveira, or his Kavana is for money. If his Kavana is only to get money through it, even if he does Rachman al-Tzlan, Adav al-Chomer Admi Eid, but since his Kavana is not the Aveira, his kavana is what he wants to have revach mamain. The aveira is on a lesser standard than a lesser ra than aveira, which you do because you want to do the aveira. Now, if you want to know Haman or Rasha, if he did a davar chamo or not, it depends if Haman or Rasha did what he did to get money, or he did it for a different reason. He did it for the reason because he had sin as Israel and he wanted to wipe out Rachman son Klal Israel. He wanted to have a Muhammad with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, whichever way we will soon see. But our opponent, we have to know, we have to be dumb. What did Haman HaRasha want? Did Haman HaRasha want money, or did Haman HaRasha want to do bad to Klal Israel? The difference is, this is a Tzorer HaYehudim, or is a Rasha, or is just a person that's out to make money. There's a very big difference in the riches of it. To take away money is a very easy thing. Who do you have to kill out? The people that have money. There's no reason to kill a Nar, there's no reason to kill a Zakein, there's no reason to kill Taf, and there's no reason to kill Noshim. If you want to take money, you take the breadwinner to take money. There's no reason to take the Nar and the Taf and the Zakin and the Noshim. So the proof, says Noyzevoim and Pshat, the proof that Haman HaRasha meant Rishus, that Haman HaRasha meant to be a Tzorer HaYehudim, that's why we say La'avad Eskal HaYehudim Minar V'Atzakein Taf V'Noshim. We know that he wanted to do all these people. Why did he want to do these people? There's no reason for him to be Geizer on Nar and Zakein and Taf V'Noshim. if he was geizer on such a oifen, it's a raya that he wasn't oimed on, he didn't have his kavana for money, his kavana was for riches. Zogt Rav Shlomo Kluger, nochmal. Zogt Rav Shlomo Kluger, why did he pick Yud Gimel Adar? Yoim Shemes by Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened Yom Shemes by Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Klal Yisrael lose from that day? What did Klal Yisrael gain from that day? They gained that they were able to go into Eretz Yisrael because Moshe Rabbeinu was living. Klal Yisrael wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So there was a gain financially. Klal Yisrael gained from Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira. So if you want to pick a day to damage Klal Yisrael financially, would you pick Yud Gimel Adar? Yud Gimel Adar is a successful day financially for Klal Yisrael. So there's no reason to pick Yud Gimel Adar if your reason or your goal is to destroy the finances of Klal Yisrael. Because on that day they were Yerush Eretz Yisrael, and that day they were able to go into Eretz Yisrael on Zion Adar. So if Yud Gimel Adar. So if so, if he picked Yud Gimel Adar because Yom Shemes by Moshe, it must be because that day was a Ruchnistik Ra. Was Yom Shemes Moshe, Nishtak Chushloi Shalof Mes, Alochesh Mime Evloi Shal Moshe. We have a Muyudik Fadins from Rav Shlomo Kluger. We asked before Akasha, he should have picked Zion Adar. Why didn't he pick Yud Gimel Adar? If we see what Rav Shlomo Kluger says, that the reason why it's a bad day for Ruchnius is because Nishtakchu Gimel Alofim Halachos, that didn't happen when Moshe Rabbeinu died, that happened Bimei Evloi Shel Moshe. So that's why he picked Yud Gimel Adar, the end of the Bimei Evloi Shel Moshe, because that's probably when it finished the Yud Gimel Alofim Halachos. So that was the day of Chum in Yiddishkeit. It's a day of Chum in Yiddishkeit. Oh, that's a good day, Lahagreg, Lahagbed, Lahashmin, in order to destroy Klal Yisrael. So that's the Raya. That's the proof that he was a Rasha. Ushlalom lavoitz. He says, Anuja de Ketaych. He didn't say, Shlalom bring to me. Shlalom lavoitz. Whoever wants could take the shalom. If he would have been interested in money, it's not Shlalom lavoitz. He should have said, bring me the money. Bring me what you take. If he said, Shlalom lavoitz, that you could rob the money, you could take the money, you could do whatever you want with the money. It's Hefkin the money. And not a Gzeira that you have to bring the money to who? To the Malchus. That is reason that he did it. It wasn't for money. So the whole memra is proof for the riches of Amar Rasha. In Pshat, it is half love of fella, half love of fella. That's the bikish Amar Shomet Aleim Haman Rasha. Bikish Lashm Lagis Kala Yehudim. How do you know that he was a Rasha? Maybe only meant money. Minav Adokin, one reason. Second reason, he's Gimel Adar. Third reason, he said Shalom Levais. So you have three proofs on the Rishis, on the Tzeir HaYehudim, that he was Tzeir HaYehudim. That's one pshat of Reb Shlomo Kluger. Let us see more what Reb Shlomo Kluger says. We'll try to say over a piece of Reb Shlomo Kluger, which has in it the emes, neyrdike chedushim, aneyrdike musa, neyrdike musa, aneyrdike chedushim. Let us see, kaidim kol, all the problems that Reb Shlomo Kluger has to understand what is going on. First of all, he has akasha. Why does it say ushlalom loveis? It should say umamoinom loveis. He says if Mordechai said shlalom is good. Because Mordechai said that's what the goyim have, it's shalom, the goyim steal. So their money is not their money, it's shalom. But when Haman and Rasha spoke about Klal Yisrael, for what reason did he call the money of Klal Yisrael shalom? He should have said, Mamoinom lovaz. Why did he say, shalom lovaz? Also, he wants to know the same question what we asked. For what reason do we have to say in Bememot Chve Esther, the Indian of shalom lovaz? We have to know first of all what the chet of the Deir was. The chet was Nenu Mesudas Achashverosh, something that is very hard for us to understand. Why for Nenu Mesudas Achashverosh was there such a Muyudik Gzeiro Lahashmed Alareg Alabed? For what reason, if it was only Nenu Mesudas Achashverosh, first of all? Second of all, we know also that Chazal tell us that now they were makabel the Torah beratzin. For what reason was this the opportune time that Klal Yisrael should be makabel the Torah beratzin? Kimu v'kiblu mash kiblu kvar, they were makabel the Torah beratzin. Why now? Why was this such an admirdikis man that Klai Yisrael should elevate themselves to be mekabel the Torah beratzin? Zoktel dvorem neiroam ad miyot. Dvorem neiroam ad miyot. The lashon Chazal is not neisha ochlu misudos eshal chashveres neisha nenu. Nenu is a very hard word. We know the Torah that others say that if nenu is worse than achila, but we will see a new pshat in nenu misudos achashveres. It's a half-love of fellas, it's a bit schwer, even for us to understand what he says, because it's contrary to all of our machshoves, but maybe it'll change our ashkofes achayim. The Torah HaKadoshah tells us after Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael. Why? He sion. He took them away. Why did he take them away? Shteit Chazal, he sion mechetoy shel yam. There was a chet there. What was the chet? Bizas ayam. Bizas Hayam. Why was Bizas Hayam a chet? Because we know that Bizas Hayam was Goyrem, the chet of the eagle. We know that Bizas Hayam was Goyrem of the Indian of eagle. Dizov, Kesef Ezov, Shebeisilehem. That was the Indian of Bizas Hayam, not Bizas Mitzrayim. Bizas Hayam was the Iki Goyrem of the eagle. Kimavuya, in Kama, Vakama, Mikeris. So we know now that the chet of eagle happened because of the Ribui Kesef. So, if the Ribi Kesef happened to Egel, Zokt Rab Shlomo Kluge Azach, that's very hard for us to say over. I will have to say it over with his Loshin. Mahai Taimu Gufo Loi Kiblu Atere Berotzin. We know Chazal tell us that the Nasa Benishma was not 100%. It was Befer Beloi Belev, Urachim Echapa Ovein. Why weren't they Mekabal the Tere Berotzin? Ki Ribui Akesef Gorom Laim Kain. Because they had Bizus Hayam and they had so much money that they had caused them that they weren't able to accept the Torah Berotzen. Ilchein kol oich ohoyolam chemdas kesef layochlu lekabel haTorah Berotzen. You say neirav Rav Shlomo Kluge. As long as Klal Yisrael suffered from Tyrus Momoin, that was a shtel for kabbalas haTorah Berotzen. That's why that had to be kofalei makigigis. The shorish problem was Bizus Hayom haraya that it landed at the end in Chet Egel. That was the Chet HaEgel that caused the kilkul in Matan Torah. So you see clearly that it has a connection. So Rav Shlomo Kluge, more than that, that's the connection for Kofa Aleim HaKigigis. The reason why it had to be Kofa Aleim HaKigigis. When did Klal Yisrael be mevarer that they have no Tavis moment? When? Uba Biza Aleish Sholchu Es Yadom. When it came the time of going against the Goyim in this man of Mordechai Esther, and they had a Bereira to take the Biza. And we will say over a different place that Rav Shlomo Kluge. Tapel of an Azach. Mordechai Tzadik says, Ushlolam Lavois, and Klal Yisrael says, Ubabiza Lashalches Yodim. Why did they listen to Kedai Yisrael? You don't have to be smarter than Mordechai Esther. As Gedolei Yisrael say, Shlolem Lavois, you take it and finish. You want to give it to Tzadokah, give it to Tzadokah. What about Bizo Lesholches Yadom? Zok Rav Shlomo Kluge, Ushlolem Lavois has two taitchen. It could taitch im Yitnesh es Kolheim Beisei Ba'ava Boiz Yevoizulei. It could mean Shlolem Lavois. You should be Mavadu the Sholol. You shouldn't take the Sholol. You could taitch Shlolem Lavois. You should make Bizo. They had a Nesoyin, how to teach what Mordechai Tzadik said. It was a Nesoyin, because if Mordechai Tzadik wouldn't have told them such a word, then what's the greatest chikidila that they didn't take the money? But Mordechai Tzadik gave them a pischem peh, you had to take the money, or not to take the money. They had a bereira, how to teach the word of Shlolem Lavois, so they will have vases on the geld, and leave the money hefkel, or they should take the money. That's that was their Nesoyin. And they were oimid in this Neuridik Nesoyin of Babiza, Loi Sholchu Es Yadam. So if they were oimed in that Nesoyin of Abiza Loi Sholchu Es Yadam, Kimu V'Kiblu, Da Kemi Mekavad on the Teure Beratzein, Half Love of Ella, that was the Tikkun in Bizus Hayam, that was the Tikkun in the Kilkul of that there was, that was the Tikkun in all Kilkul. Zog Toi Bazei, Rav Shlomo Kluge, Nochmer. Every time when it comes Taibis Momoin, becomes this Eure again, the Chet HaEgel, with the ganze Spiel. And they came into Lome Herren, how we have to listen to the Megillah differently. They came into the Suda of Achashverosh. For what does Achashverosh want the Suda for? They should eat. He wanted everybody to see, not to eat the food, he wanted to show us. Everybody should see the mitashesh, the bath. He should see the beauty of the place. They went and looked at the sights. Ooh, ada shayna chandelier. Ooh, ada shayna bed. Ooh, ada chvul gold, ada chvul silver. That's where the chet was. Nenu misuda shalay zerasha. Not from the achila of that suda, of the anod that they had from the oishik vayt malchusay. Oh, vet nesayre bizesayam, vet nesayre chet ha'ego. Oy, vazay migivam mechuyif kliya. The kliya was nesayres of shayrish achet. If you're so engrossed in Taibis Mamayin, you're so engrossed in Baharis Oishikvayt Malchusay. So we go back to the original Chet, we go back all the way to that original Chet. And Memela, Zokta, it's a Mamash Pelila Pelon. What was the Kasha before? Ushlolom Lavois is not good. Why? Because not Shalol, it should say, Mamayinom Lavois. Nein, Ushlolom, what they took in Babizas Hayam. Babizas Hayam, it was Shalol. Ushlolom Lavois. Now it will be Lavois. Now I will take back that Shalol. Not the money he will take back. He will take back what they are shuldig for that Shalol. He knew what he was doing. But he understood what he's doing. He's taking that Shalol, which was called Shalol Taka Chazal Tor, called the Shalol. So Memele, if so, he was able to be mekatrik. That's the koyach that he had, ushlolom lavois. So if so, now we know why we say ushlolom lavois. Shlolom lavois was the kitrik of Haman HaRasha, and the chochma of Haman HaRasha, and that was all that happened here. And that's what the tikkun was. We see that it says in the Megillah, in Kapitel Dalet, it says, Vayagid leimot ches kola shekaro veis poroshas hakesef asha omar homon. Dr. Rashi, pirush hakesef. Does anybody know taitch in Rashi? But it's pirush. The kesef needs a pirush. The kesef needs a taitch. Dr. Shalom Kluge, I've added the kesef at a taitch. He said the whole pirush of the kesef, that this is the whole chet comes because of that inyan. Dr. Shalom Kluge, if you want to know the oimek, why the deiris Purim is called a poshet yad noisnelei umatonis levyonim? Because if Purim was a tikkun in Taibis Momoin, and that's the day of tikkun achet of the shoyrish achet from Bizus Hayom, which caused the kviya, which caused the chet ha'egel, otmen geblacht lechatchila that inyan, and that's why we demand shlolem lavois to remember that inyan of what, that inyan of tikkun of Taibis Momoin. Before we go further, finish this neurotic piece of Shlomo Kluge. If anybody wants to look up where it is, it's in Sefer Maimer Esther, Perek Ches, Posik Beis. That's where it is, Shalobim Kremai. We'll say over on a sofa on this Mahalach that it says in Sifse Tzadik. Sifse Tzadik was the Enikol from the Heilige Chedush Arim. He says, why, what is this reason of Parashat HaKesef first of all? He wants to know, why did Esther have to know that Haman HaRasha gave money? That's the problem, that he gave money. Why did Hasach have to go say over for Esther Parashat HaKesef? For what reason? If we know from Shlomo Kluge, we understand it a little bit. But he says more in Kesef Shem Tov, it says that the Baal Shem HaKadosh once was in Shemayim. He was over in Shemayim and he saw a Kitri Godel on Klal Yisrael on the Nyonim of how Klal Yisrael's moment is, on the nyonim of how Klal Yisrael's maviach money. We know it says in Heilige Chesam Sefer, Akel Kel Yaakov Vayedayim Yedei Esav Ki Yodov Si'iris, because his hands were Si'iris and he wasn't able to see the hands. Steht in Heilige Chesam Sefer Avot Chabta Tzitter in Apachat Akel Kel Yaakov. In two things, Klal Yisrael are in ordering. There are three things, Koel, Tzaim, and Momoin. in Koil and Tzoyim, everything is okay. But the moment of Klal Yisrael is Yod of Tzi'iris. We know that Tzi'iris is Tzi'irim Yirak Dubom, is the Indian of Klipa of Tuma. That's the Tzi'irim Amaramid, the Klipa of Tuma. The Geld from Klal Yisrael is Nishvi Sedavtsa, and the Yadayim that are Maviach is Nish Kosher Geld. And that was the Kitrug of Yadayim Yidei Esav. And that's the Kitrug that there is. And that's the Kitrug that Haman wanted to do. Haman wanted to be Inyan of Motza Min Es Minoi Vinir. He wanted to come here and be Me'oirer the Inyan of Klal Yisrael's Momish Aleikidin. So he gave money to the Achashverish for Klal Yisrael to be Me'oirer a Kitrug Lamaila. He wanted to be Me'oirer a Kitrug Lamaila on that Inyan. How are we misaken that Kitrug? Babizal Esholcho Es Yodom. That Kitrig Taki became Misukin through the Babizal Esholcho Es Yodom. That was the Raya that it became clean from the Chemdus moment, like we learned now. So that's why we knew that Lechatchila they were Roy Legu'ula, even though it was hidden till now, but it came out afterwards that they were Roy Legu'ula. And that's the reason he told him the Peroshas HaKesef. He sent her Taki the reason for the Kitrig. She should know the reason for the Kitrig. One. And the second thing is, we say the Shlalom Lavois, also to know that Inyan, that should be an Inyan of what the Gzeira was, that we should know what we have to be Mesakin the Gzeira. That means, aside from Rabbi Shlomo Kluge, and aside from what we said from Sifzit Tzadik, that a person should know that part of the Inyanim, that a person has to be Mesakin on Purim, is Taka the Inyan of money. Sinishdoka Shum Inyan. And it's an Inyan to say it over, Bifrat Bizmanenu. There's probably people that have an Asoyan that for the last 20 years, they every year Purim tells us our guilt. It's called that Purim, it's an Inyan from Busha, that they won't be able to tell us our guilt for next year. They're an Asoyan that for Busha, to tell them guilt for Sinishta the Hakosher guilt. Nishdot will the revenge them. That's the Kilkul of Purim. That's the Mamish, the Kilkul of Purim. If one wants to know what the Tikkun of Purim is, the Tikkun of Purim is are the Geld Zolzayin Kosher Geld. That's the Tikkun of Purim. That's the Avoid of Purim. And Mamela, a person has to watch to see to it that the Purim's Geld Zolzayin Kosher Geld. Nish Kosher Geld. And who Adin, Mistoma, the Mishloach Monos, shouldn't be with Hafrozo. Mishloach Monos should be cut down. Because when a person is Mishloach Monos Bafiroza, it causes at the end of the day somewhere that his Dina Mominus shouldn't be on the right track. Because even if it's not on his standard of living, somewhere along the line it's going to shut his Dina Mominus, and somewhere along the line it's not going to be the way it should be. So Mamela, instead of having to keep up the theme of last year and the Shenkat and the Mishloach Monos of last year, Ukedoyme, but a mensch gedaf machen, stickel chesmen an nefesh, that besser zu leiden bis jenes auf die Welt, and besser nicht zu darf nennen sein auf jene Welt, and cut down the schlachmanes, and live according to your lifestyle, because that alone is a chelik von der Avodah of Purim, that the Dina Momenes should be the way it should be. It says at the end, we will try to learn at least that we should know a little bit more tight in the Al-Nisim. At the end of Al-Nisim it says, Va'ato b'rachmecho arabim, hefarto es atzosei, v'kilkolto es machshavtei. It says a double loshen. Hefarto es atzosei, v'kilkolto es machshavtei. It's very easy for us to think that it's not more than a double loshen, and it's nothing to make a gedil of. It's a nice loshen. But the Amos says there's no such thing. These are loshenes that are mesukin for Anshi Knes HaGedela. And there are things that we have to know that Zicha have a pshat. It's kedai to say over a neure de gestikel malbim. A malbim with be'etzem, if we would have a right agosha, what we could have other shmeichlen a halba nacht, other tanzim a simcha a halba nacht. Poshet from the geoynes in pshat from a malbim. Pas shegen aksov li nosein dos b'chol medino medino goli l'chol ha'amim liyos asidin layoim hazeh. What is this Pashegen Aksov? It says over here, "Benish loyach svarim b'yad arotzim akomedin zemelech lahashmin delarig." Which she gerets wegen svarim, and there were svarim to write svarim that we're going to kill shloisha also. What is this Pashegen Aksov? What's put zich do? Mechi Aksov arishin le'noyde beurei rakal de'asheni. Halo es Pashegen loy sosim. Mash kos goli lechal amim. It's mash that the first one was sosim. First one was sosim. First one says very clearly what we should do. La hashmid la harig al abed is kol yudim and abad zok and tavan noshem yom echob shlosh osa. So what's this pas shegen aksov? Why is this a tzipur from the ksav? And why is this goli lechol am? It doesn't say here anything. Zok de heilige malb mamish dvorem nirom. der Malben, ich gewinne sehr groß. Whoever knows, dass der Malben reizt in der Gdome zu Arz Zachayim, er gewinne ein Talmud, Mubik von der Peschel, ist er die Tschöving Kabbalah. Er schreibt himself in der Gdome von Arz Zachayim. Der Malben lernt Kabbalah bei Peschel, ist er die Tschöving. Er gewinne ein von der größte Jüdem in kleinen Ösjes. Der Malben sagt ja, Dobo, und davon Mujudik siatte, der Schmai, das sei es auch zu Pschat. Sagt er also, that there was a Mujudik Arma. This Haman or Rasha, he went Orem in sein Schlechts. He knew that if he's going to go out now in Nissen, he's going to send out letters that he's going to kill Yidden, you'd give him a letter. What are the Yidden going to do? They'll run away. They'll hide, they'll run away, they'll send away their money. Send out the Noch. What's his name? You'd give him a letter, nobody will be left. You won't be able to find the Yid for your eyes. So now he's going to send out in Yud Gimel in Nissen, he's going to send a letter. Get ready for Yud Gimel Adar. We're going to kill all the Jews in Yud Gimel Adar. Chapachet v'nazach. He's going to destroy himself. Et nishategetin. Et gerait the folk. Pas shegen aksov. The tipper that he told people was only there's going to be a big molchama Yud Gimel Adar. Get ready for this big molchama. Yoisem izeh otan ish megala gimein for the folk. That's the pas shegen aksov. These svarim were sealed. They weren't to be opened until the day before. Half of a fella that changes the whole pshat in the psukim that he wanted that nobody should know this gzeira. So maybe not Yid won't be able to be mispalel. Yid won't be able to know anything. Nothing. And the Eitzah was, that's the double Eitzah, and it's Tvilis, and now they should be able to run away. So that's the Pashek Naksov. Does a Taich V'ir HaShushan Novoicha. Novoicha is a very interesting Taich. Novoicha could be Novoch. They didn't know what was going on over here. They're going, it's going to be a Mochama. What is this Mochama? Yet it's a statement, Nocha Posik. Umod Chayoda is called Hashanasa. What's the other? What's the Chiddush Mod Chayoda? Every single guy knew what was going on. Everybody knew. So you have to know touch, and no touch, you know like this, you know like this. So the Malbim, now we know Pshute Shal Mikra Mot Chayodas Kol Shanasa. There was something hidden here. There was a hidden sefer that nobody was allowed to know about this sefer. There was Pashag and Aksav that was known that it was going to be a Mochama. Mot Chayodas Kol Shanasa. He didn't only know about Pashag and Aksav. He knew the sefer also. He knew what was hidden also. The Haman had two things. He had an Eitzah and he had a Machshava. He had two things that he had. He had an Eitzah and he had a Machshava. He had an Eitzah to hide it and he had a Machshava. The art of Rachmecha Rabbim. He fought as Machshavtei. He fought as Machshavtei. Both things that he wanted to do. Side the Eitzah and side the Machshava. Both of them, David said, Tishtet. So somebody says, and I saw a Nifle. I saw a Nifle. Then what happened later? What was his kunz? Nobody should know about it. It should go everything smoothly. The Yidin should chap, but the libob mayit. Nobody should know about it. The last minute, it's nishapach, and the Yid won't be able to get out of it. How did Haman get killed? Yahweh amelech, v'Haman ayim el amishte. He thought he was going to amishte. The Rebbein Shalom paid him back exactly what he wanted to do to Klal Yisrael. He wanted to go to Klal Yisrael and not up Klal Yisrael with the armor, Mizonu Shvissen, and he should get caught in a trap. That was the Gemulei Bereishai that you trapped him in the same trap. It was Mida Keneged Mida. Esther called him for a Suda. He came for a Suda, and that's where he got trapped. Thus is the Gemulei Bereishai, Mamish, what he got. And then the end of the Vesoysai, Vesolo Oysai, Vesbon of Allah Eitz. Thus is not the Endikin, what the Etzem Atzolo was. But Koponim, we have a little bit of a picture of what we have to give Shevach Vaidoran, and a person has to know that if Chazal were Masakin, that a person should say Alanisim, and he should say Alanisim, it's one of the Ikrim of the Yom, it's one of the Ikr Avedis of the Yom. One of the Ikr Avedis of the Yom is that a person should be able to say Alanisim. The Alanisim is part of the Eidor. We have to be Moisef Eidor on this day. We have to be Moisef Eidor on this day, on this Moir the Kenes that the Rebbeinu Shalom did with us. That's unzer eschayvis to be make an adgosh on it, not to overpass the Alanisim as something just a few words that we say. We have to realize that Alanisim is from the Iker Avedis Hayayim, that a person should be able to bring out his daughter to Rebbein Shalom on the Ness. And let us end with a Moir de Kizach that says, Nasefer Sfas Emes from the Brejana, Sefer Moir de Kisefer. He says on the Pasuk, Zechar Rav Tuvcha Yabiu. I think we said it over when we learned Ashrei maybe, but it's kedai to repeat. Zechar Rav Tuvcha Yabiu. Yabiu is a relation of a Mayon Hanoiveya. If you say over Rav Tuvcha, you make the Mayon be Noiveya. You make the Mayon be Noiveya again. And with saying over Sipurim of what the Rebbeinu Shlom did, he caused the Mayon to be Noveya and to give out new Yeshuas. The greatest koyach to be bring out Yeshuas on this world is by saying the Yeshuas that the Rebbeinu Shlom did. Zecha Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu. It's come Purim. We say the Rav Tuvcha of the Rebbeinu Shlom on a different kind of nest, completely on a nest that was Malubish and Teva, even if you're not Roy for open Nisim and Golas, even if we can't see open Nisim, but Akoponim, the Nisecho Shabachol Yoim Imanu, what the Rebbeinu Shlom does, all the hidden Nisim, that's the Koyach, by saying Al Nisim the way it should be, and by giving Zecha Rav Tuvcha, will be Zecha to Yabiu, that should be Neveya, a lot of Nisim, and will be Zecha, that the nest of the last nest that was nitten likosev, the last nest that we have, the last nest that was nitten likosev, the last nest that was given in the sifrei of the chovdal sifrei kodesh, that's the last nest, that's a nest mitzatere shebiksav, that's the last until the geula asida. We should be zoiche to open up the pesach for the geula asida through the shvach vayedo that we do on the yom ha'purim.